Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we empower Christian business leaders to launch and grow blessed businesses so together we can advance the kingdom of God. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and check out the online courses and resources at www.theblessedbusiness.com. That's www.theblessedbusiness.com. And if you're looking for ways to increase your income, check out the Income Accelerator course now available at theblessedbusiness.com/income. Now let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back, Blessed Business Tribe, to the Blessed Business Podcast. Then today with me is Tony Pimpo again. He's back in studio, in the office here at the farm.
Just on a winning streak.
We're on a winning streak. This is like, what, 2 weeks back to back now that we've done this?
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah. So no traveling. No. Was it yesterday you were asking me about getting a place? We were looking at that. You're going to be out.
That's true.
For another conference or something. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. This
still in the same state, though. You know,
that's true. That's part of it. So I guess we'll have to continue on in spite of Tony's adventures and travels. But anyway, no, it's been good. And you know what? Today we have an interesting topic, and I have been just blown away with some of these new tools. And if you've not been living under a rock, you've probably seen some of this already, but some of it you may be thinking about a little bit differently. So today we're going to talk about leveraging AI, not A1, mm-hmm. as education director lady messed up and said, we're going to use A1 for all of our kids. Remember that? Did you see that article?
I did not see
that. Oh, yeah. There was like, they were testifying in front of Congress or something. It was like some major director of like a school system or like for the U.S. or something like that. I mean, like a major position, and kept referring to AI as A1.
That's pretty rough.
It was like,
I guess the first step.
There's a lot of jokes out there now.
Knowing exactly what it stands for, right?
It starts with that. So we're not leveraging A1 sauce, although if you cook a bad steak, that can help salvage it. Mm-hmm. Just pro tip there, but our life tip, I should say. But today we're going to talk about leveraging AI, artificial intelligence, and there are a lot of tools out there, and there's a lot of talk about it. Okay, but realistically, ironically, we did not use AI to help us
generate this script.
generate this script, although we could have. But there's a lot of talk up there.
I guess we used AI. Human
intelligence. That's right. There's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of tools out there. There's a lot of noise around AI. And in some respects, it can be overwhelming. And so my first thing to say, if you're a business owner or you're operating in a career and you're trying to figure out, okay, am I going to be replaced with AI? Am I going to be able to leverage this to take my business to the next level? Or like, there's so many things you're inundated with. It's like AI is a part of everything. And if you're a business owner, you've noticed that every software you use, whether it's Canva or Adobe or
they're all
QuickBooks,
to jump on the bandwagon.
Everything is now, they're all increasing their pricing by 20 to 50% because they're using AI now. And like, it's like the magic word to like upcharge your customers by 50%.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is not even really
The benefits
useful.
They're marginal in some of those at best.
If you don't use the right tool, I should say, it's not yet.
Yes.
Super
and so
useful.
You can be a little, it can be a little discouraging saying, okay, all right, this is just another excuse for them to charge me more for some of these software. But at the same time, there is a place for AI. And I definitely think that we're going to, this wave, now there'll probably be a lot of other, and there already are a lot of other use cases for AI, but just talking about kind of three main categories of usage. Okay. The first one is ideation. So ChatGPT, Grok, Gemini, there's a lot of different AI tools out there, chatbots, things like that. They can help you with ideation. So for example, hey, I want to come up with an idea for a podcast episode. That would be a great time to come up. That's a great tool. We've used that before. Obviously not often enough because we're not using it today. So this is probably not going to be the greatest episode ever. But we're still relying on the HI, human intelligence you were talking about. But it has a powerful tool to generate ideas, but it doesn't replace human intelligence from the standpoint of like you have to like prompt it and prompt it intelligently to get intelligent answers.
A big part of whether AI is going to be useful for you is how you give it prompts.
Yeah, your prompt engineering mm-hmm. and using your human intelligence to do that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Let's go through some ideas for ideation. So let's say that you say, hey, I want to create a marketing campaign for my company, all right, or something like that, and say, okay, here's my business, and explain a little bit about it. Say, I'm in the XYZ business. Let's take a service business. I'm in the HVAC business, and I have this target market, these types of services. This is the types of products and services and I'm trying to push or whatever. What would be some marketing campaigns in this time of year? Mm-hmm. And it could come up with like some good ideas. It could, you know, come up with like, hey, here's what you should do, things like that. So it can be very powerful from that standpoint, because sometimes brainstorming takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And so from an ideation standpoint, ChatGPT or some of these tools makes it really easy.
And they can help you get unstuck.
Yes. Or either get unstuck or to give you a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
That you then like, oh yeah, that was a good idea. Like how it is implementing it is a little but
a
like,
launch point.
It's a good launch point where then I can take my human intelligence and not burn brain cells going through a bunch of bad ideas to come up with that good idea. But then I can take my brain cells that are left over and like push it towards, mm-hmm. you know, saying, how can I make this better? Or now let me move from ideation to creation. So we're going to talk about three different areas, and we may talk about others, but kind of three primary areas that we had written in our notes. But again, AI didn't generate this, so we didn't put everything there could be. So we're just kind of free flowing here. But ideation, creation, and analysis. We're going to put everything in those kind of three buckets for now. There's other tools out there, things like that. But from an ideation standpoint, let's kind of run through an example. You use ChatGPT to come up with a marketing strategy and campaign. But then from a creation standpoint, you could use ChatGPT or some of these other ones to say, hey, I want you to create a social media marketing calendar based on the ideas we came up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And take into account, for instance, the most effective time to post.
That's more analysis, though.
Well, not when you're building out a calendar.
Oh, right? I see what you're saying. Okay,
you're creating a calendar, you know, but like it can incorporate that into the creation
process. Into the creation process. Like, that's right.
Include it.
Yeah, see, and that's where these kind of get blurred, because like AI is powerful enough to kind of like merge all these or take all these into consideration all at the same time. But it's kind of doing one of these things. So like, let's say you're creating a content calendar. Well, it may be using ideation. Based on the things that you talked about, hey, based on the campaign we came up with, here's, you know, 365 post ideas, right? Mm-hmm. But while it's creating the calendar, it's also analyzing, what would be the best time of day and best times of the week to post that?
And that's one of the reasons why it's so powerful, is that maybe separately you would have come up with ideas, and then secondly you would have looked at the calendar to figure out when to post those ideas, and then, and then maybe before that you would have tried to do some research on, okay, when is the best time to do it? And then, right? So
you got a lot of Google searches going on.
Yes, and you have to kind of silo those activities to a degree. Well, with this, with ChatGPT, with some of these other tools, those things can happen simultaneously.
Because it's like in parallel, it's running all those scenarios at the same time and compiles it together. I've been very impressed with using it. Mm-hmm. And so ideation, creation, and then analysis. These are good. But now, to deep dive a little bit on the
creation
side, I have been using a tool. I literally have spent hours today playing around with this new tool called Google Veo. And if you haven't heard of it, look it up. It's a video generation tool, where you can basically type out what you want. Say, I want a video of a cow jumping over the moon, right? And you can say, I want it animated, I want it realistic with a spaceship coming by, or like, you know, like you can just come up with anything. Mm-hmm. And it generates it, and like it's really good. Like, I understand where deep fakes come from now. Yeah, I'm like,
the output is impressive.
I mean, you saw the ones we did earlier. Mm-hmm. I did one. I was testing a couple different business ideas and stuff like that. And I was doing one of like, we sell land. And I was doing one of like Bigfoot being disgruntled, you know, because like, man, everyone's invading, you know, now his space. He's like, man, I had to buy property from Countrywood Properties to keep all these people out. And it's like, and it has different scenes that we have him do or whatever. And it's like, and it's like anime, it's not just video, but it's like, he's talking, he has a voice, like it's scripting it.
And it looks like realistic.
Oh, it's very realistic.
Not cartoonish.
Yeah. I mean, and you can specify that as a style of like, hey, I want cartoonish, or hey, I want realism. I want realistic, you know, where it looks real. Or you can say like, you know, hyper real, you know, super realistic or something like that, where it's like, you know, super, super detailed, and get close-up shots. You can even talk about camera movement of like, hey, I want it zooming in on this cup of coffee that someone just poured or something like that. And like I was looking at some of the things that people used it for, and it's just like unbelievable what it's doing. I did two or three different ones. I did one for like my dad owns a car insurance company, and so I did like a auto insurance ad, and it was like these two people driving in a vehicle. He leans forward, he turns the radio on, and then boom, there's a crash, and it's like a scene of like the two vehicles like rear end or the front end of their vehicle rear ending the back end of another one, and then like it cuts to another scene of them sitting there going, oh no, you know, like looking around real nervous and scared, and a police officer walks up and there's sirens in the background, something like that. Like it generated the whole thing. Like no, we had to work with it. Like I'm learning how to use the tool. Like it's not just you sit down and like just brain dump, hey, this is what I'd like to do. And then just, it does the whole thing. You have to figure out what it is. And like, I had to edit it some, cause like at one point the guy in the driver's in the passenger seat reaches up, like he's doing the steering wheel. So he's got like, you know, it's like, what, you know, it or can like
come up with some wacky stuff.
Yeah. Or like it crashed, but then like, as it bounced away, it like all repaired itself. And it was like, no, 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 no. We want the parts laying on the ground. So you had to like regenerate the video again and say, let me specify this, you know, whatever. And so you have to kind of work through it. I mean, and it's already good, but imagine when it's going to be in 5 years, right? You know?
Yeah. And the thing is, like you said, you learn through the process too.
Yes.
How to work with AI.
Prompt engineering.
Yes. Because you saw that it came back and the car, you know, hit the wall and bounced back and it was perfect, right? So you had to go back and add that into the prompt. Yes. So you start to learn, and then your prompts get better and better, and you spend less and less time. But the think about this, what would it have cost to make that video?
Oh, the end product was actually, took us, we calculated, it took us between 1 and 2 hours. Maybe three, but probably between one and two hours. Me and the guy I was working with, we've got kind of an intern that's working with us, and I've had him doing some training on this and stuff like that. We sit down and we were working it together and editing it. I mean, literally an hour or two.
Right.
So, you know,
and then you take a production crew.
Oh, actors, that with crashing a vehicle.
Yeah.
Actors, a scene, you have to block off, you know, a city street or whatever, you know, like, even if you were doing it in a studio, in, you know, like in LA in a studio or something like that, like this is going to be tens of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
Right?
For one spot.
Yes. And so what AI allows us to do in, you know, 2 or 3 hours or less, we were able to create something that would have cost us $30,000 to $50,000 probably to do right. You know, and like, it was a good ad, you know? Mm-hmm, okay. On the low end, a low budget version of that would have been at least $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how you could.
I don't know how you could. Right, like, I mean, you saw the ad. I mean, like, it was actually really good.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, but what here's the thing about it. It's not just the reduction in cost. It's the opportunity to experiment.
Yes.
At low cost.
When you couldn't have experimented with those ideas the same way before, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say now you look at that and you're like, oh, this is really cool, but we want a different marketing campaign. Like this is not, well, that would have been an extremely expensive mistake to see the end result of creating a spot like that. Right. Yes. So you get to increase your creativity by coming up with ideas and seeing what they turn out to be. So yes, like it's not just a cost savings play, right? Because, but it's also a opening up new opportunities.
Yes.
Play. Because for instance, you before would not have considered spending that probably
to do, an ad campaign.
Spot.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
At all.
It opens up the whole panorama of possibilities and makes it to where, okay, well, you know, spending 2 or 3 hours to do that is absolutely worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you could spend a couple of days, and if you get a sale, right?
Oh, absolutely.
One sale can take it. So it's like you're opening your panorama of possibilities. Well,
and like on our land business one, we're working on one now that is around Bigfoot. I did one earlier today. And that one, again, we went from about 2 to 3 hours. This one, it only took us about an hour. And we did one where, not the auto commercial, but this is the Bigfoot one about where he's, you know, buying land or whatever. We posted it, and we don't have a huge social media following or anything like that. I posted it. I boosted it, like, I think $50 over the next 5 days, whatever. But it literally, I just posted it. It'd been up for less than an hour and already had almost 100 views.
Yeah.
Like, that may not sound like that impressive to like some of you guys, but for my, and this wasn't my personal one. This wasn't Instagram. This was just on our Facebook profile. We only have like 125 followers, and in less than an hour, in just minutes, we had 98 views.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's a big trending thing right now, you know, with the AI generated Bigfoot, you know, vlog style, you know, whatever. But we were able to leverage that for our business. And so I used my human intelligence to come up with an idea to take this trend.
Yep.
And be able to leverage AI to generate that. And now because it's new, it's able to, and it's like 5 years from now, people are going to be like, oh yeah, it's just another AI video. That's cool. Whatever. But like now it's like a hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to do things you couldn't do before, and it grabs people's attention. So you get more traction faster.
Yes. If that makes sense. And you're still at like the forefront of the market, for instance. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, I wouldn't think that more than, and this is a really probably generous number, more than 10% of the people have not taken advantage of these tools to the fullest extent.
Yeah, people
and that's
it.
Extremely generous,
yeah.
Probably. Oh, they see it and they know
it's possible. Nowhere even close to that.
Yeah. Right. But let's just say there was. That's still 90% of people that are not taking
advantage. That you're
going
to stand out if you start leveraging it now.
And you're probably really in like the 1% or 2%.
And it costs money to do that. Like, it's like $250 a month.
Right.
For the pro level high end version of Google Veo that I have, mm-hmm. or whatever. But
so
it also uses,
yeah.
you know, it has the Gemini, and it has a lot of benefits that come along with it. But it's like, those people will be like, you know, I don't know. And then like they try to generate one video, the first couple of videos we generated, and they're doing wonky stuff. It's like,
yeah, this doesn't work.
This doesn't work. Cancel. Right. But we took a little bit of time investing in it. But now, I mean, just within a couple of days of learning how to use it appropriately and figuring out what its limitations are and what it can do or what it can't do. Well, think about in 5 years when everyone, like, if you're not using AI, you're behind, mm-hmm. right? Now you're ahead of the curve. You'll be way behind the curve in probably just a couple of years. But think about how much further ahead we'll be able to maintain that lead because we've been using it all along.
Right.
That's what I told the intern guy. I said, we're learning you know, cutting edge technology and techniques. And like, we're learning stuff while even just our base level, you know, video that we generated is already starting to get traction because it's so new.
They're valuable skills.
Now, you know, 3 to 5 years from now, it probably won't have that same effect because everyone's doing something neat and cool mm-hmm. and adventurous. Right.
And I think, you know, this is a whole rabbit trail, but I do think in the future, there's going to be openings for, even right now, but AI consulting where it's like, I don't know how to do this with AI.
Yes.
You
show
know how
me
to
how
do this.
Yes.
I'll pay you to figure it out for me.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be opened up to a lot of people, especially those who get the skills now and learn with it as it moves forward. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for that. You know, and I think it's going to be a good business opportunity for somebody who's maybe starting out right now and you're wondering something that you could do. Well, learn this and there's opportunity in the future, you know.
Well, and we'll, there's so many new tools out there all the time. We've mentioned things or whatever. We'll put links to some of them, some of the tools that we use or are familiar with or have seen in the description below. But for a creation standpoint, for sure, like ChatGPT generating graphics and stuff mm-hmm. like that is really good. But there's also like specific prompts that get better results and things like that. I know like a lot of our sermon graphics at church, mm-hmm. like for the behind the screen or whatever, or on the screen behind, you know, the main big LED wall screen or whatever, it's generated by AI. Because it's like a scene from the Bible with like your title, a pastor's title overlaid over it. Like used to, like a graphics designer to create that would have cost a whole lot. Now you can just generate 5 or 10 different ideas, pick the one you like and move on. Yes.
And before you were limited because you had to know exactly what you were going to do. With, you have to have a lead time. Right.
Yes.
So like I have to be, at least give somebody 24 hours or 48 hours maybe to create the graphic. Right. Well, now, even if you feel something different that morning, you can drop it in to the prompt to generate a new graphic.
Yes.
So it's like it's giving us flexibility that we didn't have before.
Yes. 100%. Well, so a couple tools, obviously, like ChatGPT Pro is good. Grok is reasonably okay, good. I haven't played with it as much. That's the Elon Musk's AI tool. Gemini, I was very impressed with the pro version of that. That's Google's version of it. I've been using ChatGPT Pro. Gemini is really good, though. Really good. I'm kind of going back and forth to see. And also with Gemini, it's included in that Google Veo video generation. Google Flow is another tool that they call it. Also, Dream Machine by Luma AI is a very powerful video and image generation tool. It can even, but it can even take like videos you created and like extend them, like go from horizontal to vertical or something like that.
Mm.
Or like with the Google Veo, you can take a picture of like, let's say for us, I'm thinking of a property. We've got a property here at the farm and there's a grass airstrip. I could take a picture of that airstrip, upload it, and it would basically take that airstrip, animate it to life. And I could say, have a 747 landing on our grass airstrip. You know, with monkeys jumping out the back or so, you know, something crazy. So it's like,
you can do it. Yeah.
It can, it's again, leveraging, it's starting to like augment reality as well.
Yeah. So you were taking a photo in that instance of
something that was very real.
Yeah. Your actual.
And then it like just added something to it. So it's, these tools are, they're early stages, but they're very powerful and very neat. Now it's going to take some work using it and figuring out what it can do and what it can't do, things like that for it to be effective. Now let's talk about analysis for a second. So we talked a little bit about ideation, and I think that's where most people understand coming up with ideas and getting it to analyze, you know, to you know, give you, you know, feedback, stuff like that. Creation, that's probably new for some people. Analysis is not new for people, but let's talk about some creative ways of doing analysis. Okay. So there was a contract I was reviewing. I think it was for like a timeshare or something that someone was talking to me about they were wanting them to up their ownership or something like that. And it's like a 500 page. I mean, it was, I mean, not 500 pages, but it was like a huge document. And you know, they're full. It's full of stuff. That's a bunch of gotchas.
Yeah.
So literally I upload it and I say, okay, give me a 1 to 2 page summary and specify in bullet points, all the gotchas.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like just put it that way.
Yep.
And it literally does that. It gives me a 1 to 2 page summary of the key terms and understandings. And then it's like, here's where they got you.
Yep.
And it gave me like, well, it was quite a few, but let's say 5 or 10 different points. And it's like, and then you could come back to that and say, well, how do we change that? How do we review that? Now tell me a little bit. We've actually used it some in our business as well for evaluating like our contracts and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have used it actually to help even generate documents, right? So obviously we've taken things that we've worked on previously and incorporated that into
like our land contract.
Yeah,
things
exactly.
Like that.
But it's helped us to, for instance, create a document that is readable, but also legally sound.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of in the creation.
Again, they're kind
bucket,
of more,
right?
But you had to, it had to analyze
yes,
what we were trying
to
say.
Take what we already
yes.
used, right? And create it into something that was more user friendly. And so, and kind of along those lines too with analysis, I remember I was going to sign a contract for a house and they had
construction, right?
Yeah, construction contract. They were telling me, oh yeah, it's fine, just sign this and you know, everything will be good. We do this all the time, etc. Well, I think it might have been you suggested to drop it in there,
I did.
But I did. I and it gave me some good tips, like how to go back points. To them and yeah, like, hey, okay, you actually are on the hook for this amount. For instance, there was a deal with the financing that hadn't come through yet.
Sure.
And if I was going to sign the contract, it had no
provision
for the financing coming through. So if it didn't, I would have been on the hook for the amount, right? Sure. Without financing. So for instance, that's something that now it's a tool that we could use to analyze a contract. Whereas before, yeah, I could notice that it wasn't in there. And in fact, I did notice that, which is why I was talking about it. But I wanted that analyzed from a perspective of, okay, legally, et cetera, right? I don't have the legal knowledge necessarily to do that. So I think it's putting a tool in your hands that you didn't have before to analyze contracts, analyze patterns in data. So like, for instance, spending, right? Mm. So creating a budget, well, that's a creation, but what about analyzing what you spend right now?
Mm. Yeah.
Where are some places that I could cut back? What do I spend the most on? Or, you know, tally up all of my subscriptions monthly.
Like, here's my bank statement for the last 12 months. I'm going to upload it. And you analyze. I actually had it do that for me as well. I was like, hey, look, analyze this. Tell me where I'm spending too much money at, you know, or something like that. And it's like, wow, you visit this one particular restaurant a lot, Hunter. You know, so it's like, yeah, probably shouldn't be doing that. It's like Amazon is like literally your best friend.
Yeah. I mean, it helps you to see some of that and gives you actionable insights on it, right? Because let's say you could have used a service like maybe Mint or Empower or one of these other ones that shows you your spending, but also AI can give you some tips like combine these two subscriptions or you know, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. And I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity to integrate AI in business, in software tools and stuff like that. That's a little bit more complex and outside the scope of this conversation per se. But as a business owner, if you're looking for ways to leverage AI, one, it's helpful, even though they can, it's kind of muddy because they can, a lot of them can do a lot of these different things. Mm-hmm. But think about the tasks that you're wanting to do. Okay. Is this an ideation? Do I need help with ideation, brainstorming back and forth? I used ChatGPT the other day. The pro version anyway has where you can like push a button and I was just going back chatting with it about a business opportunity. I was like, so what is the market share for this? Or in this market, I'm literally just like going about my day and it's like, I'm having a conversation with it for ideation. And it has like a, where it'll talk back to you and you can ask it questions. And it's like a, almost like a free flow conversation. It was really kind of scary, but good. It's like having your own counselor, you know?
Yeah.
And so you lay down on your own couch. And, but anyway, so for an ideation standpoint, if you need that, like what's the best tool for that? Right. And I think ChatGPT is good. I think Gemini is good. Grok may be good. Those are very good, just baseline tools that will do a lot of things. But then think about, okay, are there specialized creation tasks that I want? So then you may look at, okay, I need a ChatGPT Pro account to be able to generate certain images because I want to generate images for a slide presentation or I want to summarize this data for a report and download the image and upload it to my presentation or things like that. Or you may look at more advanced, like where we were talking about with the video creation, like Google Veo. It's Google VEO, they call it Veo, I'm pretty sure. That's how I've heard people describing it. Maybe it's mispronounced. I don't know. Dream Machine by Luma AI. Things like that. So look at more advanced tools. And there's others out there as well. So figure out which one works for what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
Or if you have an idea of like this, before I knew about Google Veo, we were working on some marketing stuff, you know, us and our virtual assistant, me and Tony and the virtual assistant. And I was coming up with cool ideas, but I'm like, I literally started dumbing my ideas down because I was like, man, that's going to be really hard to shoot that video. Mm-hmm. Or like, man, that's going to be expensive. Or so I started limiting our creativity because
based on what was possible.
Yes. Like I had an idea for like, you know, you know, good properties go fast. And I had a bunch of different funny ideas. And one of them was, good properties go fast. You know, like what moves faster than, you know, a barefooted cowboy dancing on a hot tin roof, you know? and like have someone like, you know, doing like clogging or whatever it's called, you know, like doing like, you know, dancing, you know, really hot. But it's like, I got to get someone dressed up in a cowboy outfit. I got to buy the cowboy outfit. The bribe
liability,
one of,
bro.
Yeah, the liability of being up on a metal. We've got a metal roof where we could do it at here at the shop. But it was like, that's where I was going with that. But I'm like, oh, man, that's going to be tough to get
for
someone
to do
that.
For insurance purposes, we do not try those things.
Yes. Yeah. If you're an insurance agent listening to this and you're insuring us, we did not do it. It was right. Just an idea.
Just an idea.
Now we have Google Veil.
See?
Getting that done will be just a click of a button.
Look at that.
So anyway, so creation and then analysis, analyzing your business, your data. You could even upload like certain transactions. You could upload like sales conversations. And then let's say that like we use Facebook Messenger to sell a lot of our properties. We could start uploading those in mass, mm-hmm. you know, and be like, okay, what is the general theme here? Like, what are the steps to actually get someone to close?
That exactly.
That's we could actually idea. Do that. That's actually a good
what's
idea
what's the
for
profile
us?
Of the person who buys our property?
Who actually
like,
buys
we it. Have that where we've created our...
what we think right. it is.
But like, what if we took all of those conversations and just created a virtual profile?
Or even like in our software, person. Like Lindium that we use that has all of our customer data, right. their birth dates, yeah. you know, all that in there. Obviously, we might want to scrub it for to make sure that
yeah,
it's like
private
clean
information. Yeah,
which some of these pro tools are actually not open source. Like you can download it to your computer.
Yes, those are I the know. Ones where you'd want to put sensitive,
more
personal
sensitive
data,
information.
Not
yeah,
like ChatGPT or something.
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't just upload it straight into that. But we could take that, download the privatized version of that, mm-hmm. and then what we could do is we could analyze and say, like, I don't know what our average age of our customer is. Like, I know right. they're probably between this age and that age, you know? But it's like, if it's like, actually, people born in between 1987 and, you know, 1995 are like 80% of your buyers. I'm like, oh, wow. Now
that
I can go.
That helps us when we target advertisements,
yes.
for
when
instance.
When I create my video, yep. I could then, and I upload it to YouTube or Facebook, and I'm mm-hmm. like promoting it. Maybe I select that age group,
yes,
and I put a focus there. So this could be ways to really optimize your marketing and sales, stuff like that, mm-hmm. analyzing contracts, things like that.
One
so.
Other tool as well, I got me thinking, Microsoft Copilot's another one.
What like, is that? I haven't heard of that.
It's an AI
one.
Tool. It's okay. for those, maybe you already have a Microsoft 365 subscription. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be bundled with that. So just a another one to throw out there. But
I know like Gemini integrates with Google and I use a lot of Google Mail, like right. Google Workspace, stuff like that. It'll actually help you start crafting emails mm-hmm. and responses and stuff like that. I did have ChatGPT do this one time when I had a very tense conversation with someone. It was a very tense business situation with someone. And I wrote a scathing email of like all the ways they had wronged me and why it was wrong. And I put it in ChatGPT and I was like, this is probably not very Christian of me. So I'm going to put it, or very professional. So I put it in ChatGPT and I was like, I want to convey the same meaning, but in a calmer, more professional, yeah. palatable way. And it did a really good job.
Wow.
Like I did a few tweaks, but I basically copy and pasted the email mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, this is not going to ruin
this
my
one's
reputation.
Doable. Yeah.
Like their hide will not be roasting him.
Yeah.
Their eyeballs aren't going to be burning in their head as they read this. This is much better. Mm-hmm. And so another thing I've used it for, kind of in that ideation, creation, analysis, I'll take business books and I'll say, hey, here, I've got this, but I'm looking at my bookshelf now. There's a book called Million Dollar Weekend or Coach Builders or Feel Good Productivity. I've got a number of different books on my bookshelf. Some of them I've read, some of them I haven't, right?
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, summarize that book, Million Dollar Weekend, into one page. What are the key concepts? And it'll do that. And I'll say, okay, give me a one-page summary with bullet points or whatever of the key takeaways from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. You know, like sometimes I'll get what I need with just like a book summary or like a, hey, based on the three, you know, core elements of it, summarize those with more detail, right? Or I may go chapter by chapter. I may have it give me a, like a, a paragraph summary of all the chapters. I'll read that. Mm-hmm. And then what I've had it do is say, actually, the ones that only there's 12 chapters, only these four chapters are the ones I'm actually interested in that apply to me.
Then you read those.
I either read those or then I have it do the summary of those chapters. And it builds contextual awareness if you do this more and more so it knows what stands out to you. It's like I was using ChatGPT for ideation or analysis, or like I was talking back and forth with it about business opportunity or business problems. Then I have it analyze this book. I've been using it so much now, it's making suggestions like, hey, this concept that you had me would be applicable in your business here, and here's how I would do it. Mm. And I'm like, that's a little scary.
Yeah. But it knows.
Great idea.
Yeah. It's been contextualizing all of that.
And so the more you leverage AI, it creates a positive momentum. Mm-hmm. So instead of just like steering away from it or like, I don't want to invest in it. If you invest in it now and it's going to be, it's early stages. It's not in its most useful form yet. But if you start learning it now, by the time it's mainstream and everyone's using it in everyday life, it's too late to get a competitive advantage.
Right.
So you have to be there's what they call an early mover advantage.
Yeah. Especially in business because.
Yes.
I think probably a lot of the younger demographics are using this, right?
100%.
But the group that owns businesses, maybe not as much, right? Right.
So are like, slower to implement it. Like, oh, that's great for creating, you know, they may look at Instagram or TikTok and they may see a funny video of like, Bigfoot, you know, vlog or whatever. Like, oh, that was kind of funny, you know, whatever. But like, if you never think, how could I leverage that for my business? Yes. Mm-hmm. Whereas that's directly applicable to our target market.
Right.
You know, and it's a funny, popular trend way to jump on board with that and leverage it. So, all right. Well, good deal. Well, this has been a good conversation today. Thank you, Tony, for joining me again as we explore this. And we will probably have more and additional conversations about this. Maybe we'll have AI generate a whole list of like, tools and like how to use them and then do like a more polished episode. But this is the human element, the human intelligence version of leveraging AI. And I hope that this has been helpful to you today.
This concludes today's episode. And we trust you were able to walk away with something of value from the content that you heard. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring after all. And check out the resources available on our website at theblessedbusiness.com. We have a lot of goodies out there for you, like the Income Accelerator course that teaches you the 5 keys to unlocking your earning potential, or the Launch course, which is a step-by-step guide to help you launch your own business. Thank you for your time and attention today, and until next time, be blessed.